Log Talk Radio.
Start your show now.
Show is scheduled to start at 9.
I appreciate you giving me an update or whatever, but if you have any kind of thoughts or professions, well, just know that you do not have to do this. It is a, you can come if you want to, but it's in the box.
I knew we met each other this morning for a reason. Thinking, talking, we've worked out our problems. Look like we should have better days in front. Just because we took our time to think and talk. For a much better understanding.
Thank you.
feel it from the depths of my soul. Oh yeah. I can't understand where y'all coming from. Y'all coming from my four corner room. Yeah. Oh.
Quartered room in which we call Earth. It's going to be a great one for you guys today, but first, well, cosmic updates with Brother Wisdom.
Okay, guys. Brothers and sisters of the celestial energy. Okay, guys. Someone came up, someone asked a question this last, it was the YouTube community post about the flat earth, and someone said, I don't understand if the planet is a ball, not a ball, it's more so oblong, if the planet is a ball, why do we see the sun and the moon in the sky at the same time? You don't always see the moon. All right, because our planet circulates all around them. Actually, our planet circulates around two moons, so we don't even know it. There's one moon that you see early in the morning that precedes the sun. Then there's another moon that you see that is behind the sun. The moons are off planet. You think these white people are going to tell you that we have two moons? No, they're not. They're not going to take this because our planet is a colossal planet. All right. Sometimes on the East Coast, you may see two suns in the sky, and this happens because, and it has been times you've seen three suns. You have to understand that we have multiple realms. So sometimes, according to the energy on the planet, you may see the other suns of the other realms at the same time, all right? So if you're on the East Coast and you say, wow, I just saw two suns and then the other sun just disappeared, guess what? That was a sun that was part of that other realm. You may see three suns. And, you know, some parts of Russia, they've seen three suns, and every now and then they may see four suns. But these are all parts of other realms. These suns are a part of other realms. We have multiple realms here on the planet. So you may see multiple sons on the East Coast, and then sometime on the West Coast, on the Western part, you may see two or three sons, and those are the sons from the other realms that are also moving to the other side of our planet, because our planet is like this here. It's oblong. But you have to understand the mystical properties of our planet. Just like you see all the other planets and they're round, our planet is the same. Just because it seems like you're moving flat, you're not. It's just a realm. And that's when the planet was created, that's the mystical properties of the planet that you never understand. I mean, I understand it, but if you were deep into the nature of the cosmos as I am, you would actually understand the mystical properties of a planet and how a planet operates and how you can be standing one place and you actually, if you look on the outside of that planet, the place where I was standing, I should have been standing sideways, but I was standing straight up. You got to understand the mystical properties of the planet. And these are some of the secrets of creation that many of you would never, ever comprehend. All right? There are secrets to creation. All right? So just because it doesn't seem like it, because you'd be like, well, I can go from here to here to here to here to here. Check this out. Going from, let's say, going from New York to Germany, that's right here on this route. It doesn't mean the planet is not, round. It just means that you're right here on this realm. You got to understand how colossal this planet is. Now, there are other islands on the other side of the west, on the western side of Africa, which is why, these inorganic beings don't go that way, because they can't conquer them. If it were possible for them to conquer, they would have, those other islands would be on the map. They're not. So these islands here, because all these are what they call continents and nothing but islands. So these islands were so-called conquered by them and their counterparts, the Orientals. Orientals are everywhere just like they are, all right? Just like we talked about the Orientals, your Arabics are Oriental. All of your, what they call this, some of those dark-haired Spanish people and, they're all Orientals. They're just different types of Orientals. And these so-called white folk, they're just different types of whatever white folk, whatever. So, as you travel through the planet, these realms, this on this realm here. So then you go to another part of the planet. Because the entire planet has not been traveled. I'm just letting you all know. The entire planet has not been traveled. The realms of these planets, of this planet, has not been traveled, not by mankind. Our ancestors once went to travel to different realms because we knew how to get there. There's secret gateways, but this is why these white folks say, hey, we're not going this many miles outside of the coast of Africa, because we're going to go into a gateway, we're going to go into an unknown world or realm that is within this planet, all right? So, because the moon is off-world, we have two moons. Remember, we have two moons, all right? They only talk about one moon, which is Titanium. They don't talk about the moon called Planet, all right? We have one moon that's ancient planet Titanium, and we have the other moon, which is ancient planet Plasma. They're planets, all right? They're not, Beyond 5D, and he had woke compilations. I'm sorry, brother, or sister, whichever one y'all is. I'm sorry, but they had woke compilations on TikTok, and there was a sister showing a video of this white woman, and she said that the moon is a secret base, and it's got all this stuff on the inside, but they've never been on the inside of the moon. You've never been on the inside of the moon. How would you know? Just like there's no such thing as tectonic plates. But according to them, you know, they're tectonic plates. You know. The lies they tell. The lies they tell. So the mystical properties of this planet is huge, brothers and sisters. You got to understand the mystical properties of this planet. Where you can, this realm here, this is only one realm. Many of you haven't even gone to the other realms and see what it's like on the other realms. You just go through the gateways. But because of these so-called elites, these reptilians or draconians or whatever, and they have travel restrictions, and because many of you are scared to, or not scared, or don't have the knowledge of building a craft to fly, or, you know, I'm going to soon work on a portal. I really am. I'm going to very soon work on the portal where we can go in and out of the portals. But now, of course, these white folks, wanna, you know, these so-called elites, they want to jump on top of this because, you know, they want to rule the entire planet. They want to rule over all the realms, but they don't understand their brothers and sisters in other realms that literally will look at them and they will dissipate from a quarter of a thought. Not even a full thought, but from a quarter of a thought. These brothers and sisters are the realm extremely, extremely powerful. And this is where we're supposed to be right now. Each realm has a tree of life. All right? Each realm has a tree of life. They destroyed the tree of life on this realm right here. So when you look, I'm just all over the place. I'm sorry, guys. when you look into the sky and you see a moon, you see a moon, and it's early in what they call the morning or early day, and you see the moon, and it's in front of the sun, that is the exoplanet Platinum. That's our Platinum moon, all right? And it will always precede the sun. Now, when you see a moon that is behind the sun, that's Titanium. Titanium is always behind the sun. They're off-planet. These beings are not going to tell you the truth, brothers. Yes, our planet is a sphere. It's a sphere. And we talk about, you know, the troposphere. That's the tropical sphere. It's a tropical energy. When you talk about the troposphere, we're going to go into the stratosphere and the atmosphere. You know, the atmos is like that energy sphere. It's a sphere. Sphere. All right? I'm saying it right, sphere. Wow, it sounds kind of crazy. And it goes all the way around the planet. It's like a not a shield. It's just it's another universe. I mean, you can go into the atmosphere. You can go into the atmosphere and go into a different world inside the atmosphere. You know, that's why one time I saw a dragon. And this is a big black dragon, and I saw it, and it came. It was a clear day. It was literally, it was no clouds, nothing. But it came, and I saw it flying, and it was from a way off, and then it just disappeared right into the sky. So it came through a portal, huge black dragon. It came through a portal within our realm and went into a gateway portal into another realm. Seriously. So when you're dealing with this planet, understand the dynamics, the secrets, how this planet was created, the mystical knowledge and the mysticism of this planet. This is when you talk about this is mystical knowledge. You know, that what is up is down, and that what is down is up. You gotta understand that. You know, you might be upside down and don't even know it, but you're walking on this plane. All right? You're walking on this realm. All right? So I hope this can help you all to get a better understanding of our planet, because we have multiple realms. Just like you say, you know, sometimes you see two or three suns early, what they call morning, early day. Those are the other suns from the other realms. All right? Those are other suns from the other realms, and you just happen to see it. And then after a minute, after probably about an hour or two, you don't see it anymore because it's gone. It's moving in the same direction that our sun, our atmospheric sun. But those moons, those two moons, because our planet's colossal and it needed these two moons, and those two moons, one rules over the electrical properties of the planet, and the other one rules over the magnetic properties of the planet. So we have an electrical moon as well as a magnetic moon. Both those moons control all of our atmospheric suns. That's why we have two moons. We got 99 realms, which means we got 99 atmospheric suns. We have two huge moons that rule over the entire planet. All right? Hope you guys can grasp this type of knowledge. This is mystical knowledge. This is ancient knowledge. You're not going to get this in school. You're not just going to get this on watching Discovery. The show the fuck ain't going to get it from Neil deGrasse Armstrong or Neil deGrasse Tyson, whatever the fuck his name is. You ain't going to get it from Neil deGrasse Tyson because, you know, that guy, he's not going to tell you the truth. He's paid to lie to you. He's paid to mix truth and lies together, you know, tell a little bit of truth, but tell a little bit of lie. You can't tell them all the truth. All right, these inorganic beings don't even understand this. They don't understand it. But, you know, at the same time, they want to control this one realm, which is up to us to take control of the realm. And how we can take control of the realm? By building and creating and designing. And we got to start working on building ships. You know, I've been having glimpses of ships that I used to build in my past life. And we're going to talk about that a little later. All right. But I remember how the motors of these ships were made. And I'm ready to build. I'm ready to create. Ready to take this to the next level. All right, guys. So I'll catch you guys later. All right. Hope this was helpful for you. All right. This is the mystical properties of our planet, the mysticism of our planet. All right. You see the moons up there because the moons are off planet. You see straight up into the sky. When the sun is out, all right, when our sun, our atmospheric sun, which is pure plasma energy, it's a huge amount of plasma energy. When it comes over our this realm here, this part of our realm here, when it comes over, all right, what happens is it ignites the plasma that's in the atmosphere. And what do we get? You know, the plasma gas, the plasma, and then all the gases, you get xenon, and every now and then you'll see multiple rainbows, and these are the other gases that are in the air, but mostly it's xenon that's in the air that you get when you see the sun. And then around this time now, it's nighttime on the other side of the world. All right, it's nighttime on the other side of the world. So our sun, I mean, it's all right. Our sun goes through portals. All right. So when you see our sun on this part of this realm here, on this part of our realm, because our realm is huge. You see our sun go on this part, and you say, it looks like the sun is going down. And they showed you on Pirates of the Caribbean how the sun just went poof. How it went down and went poof. So it goes through portals. It goes to that portal gateway, and it heads on the other side of the world. And then it begins to rise. So it's dark over here. It's light over there. Because our sun goes through portals. This is just this realm. We have 98 other realms that are encased inside of our planet. And our planet is colossal. So our son goes through the portal, all right, and it whoops, comes right back on the other side of the realm. So on the other side of our realm here, it's nighttime for us, but then it's daytime for them on the other side of the realm. So right here is nighttime, it's daytime for them, all right? And that's how it works. So then after it's daytime for them, what happens? Our son comes all the way across, all right? And by the time it gets in the middle of the ocean, it's already night for them, all right? And it's going across the ocean, and then it makes it to us, all right? And that's why I say that you see the sun coming up, because, you know, it, even our realm is a part of a sphere. It's part of the sphere. So it's coming up across the ocean, and then it lights us up. And then it goes back down, goes through the portal, hits the other side of this realm, lights us up. Same way. You were talking about the outer parts of our realm. When you talk about Alaska, you remember we talked about Alaska and how Alaska has sun. They have a sun in Alaska. There's a sun in Alaska because that not only lights up Alaska, that lights up the other realms. Because each in the other islands, there are other islands. Our planet has multiple suns. Why do you think it's so hot? Our planet has multiple suns. You talk about 99 different suns. And each realm, but you feel all the heat, and each realm is tropical. All right, so we're getting into the mysticism. You know, even with the moons, you know, each of these moons go into portals. That's why you see quarter moon, half moon, three quarter moon, a full moon. What happens? It's coming out of a portal. It's coming out of a portal. All right, and it's because there are other worlds that these moons take care of as well. All right, so the mysticism of our planet, our galaxy, the universe is vast and great. You all just have to understand the mystical properties of it all. All right, so I want to share that with you all. I ain't gonna go too much further. I think I gave you enough information. All right, let me go into meditation. Those of you talking about flat earth and all this stuff here, we have multiple realms. This is just one realm of a sphere. It's actually an oblong circle, almost like the shape of a head. But this is only one realm of this planet. It's only one realm. You have multiple realms. You go all the way down to the base of the planet. They want to tell you at the base of the planet is Antarctica. No, that's just part of the realm. That's just all a part of this realm. You go into the side areas of the planet, those are completely different realms on the side of the planet. Go to the bottom of the planet, that's completely different realms. It's not what they tell you. But this is one realm. All right? So I'll catch you guys later. I mean, I gave them a lot of information that has been known. But yes, our son goes through portals. It goes down, and then it shoots right back over to the other side of the world. It goes through portals. All right? And each realm does the same thing. That's why sometimes you see multiple suns. I'm like we say, so one time in Russia, I saw a picture in Russia, and it was like four suns. And I was like, okay, this is four different realms. These are suns of four different realms that you're seeing coming up, but then they disappear. They don't call all the way over. The four suns don't come over Russia. It's just that you see, I happen to see these suns of other realms coming up. Well, the brothers and sisters are actually free. We got to free ourselves some way, somehow. All right? Catch you guys later. You know the deal. All power to the multi-chakra celestial and angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever and ever. Remember, chaos is knowledge. Chaos is change. Chaos is everything. Peace has never did anything for you. Peace is nothing but shit.
Hello.
We have peace when we have destroyed our enemies completely. All right? Keep building. Keep growing. Keep gaining more knowledge. and I'll catch you guys later. All right, much power to you all.
I go Willie B. I go Rim Bay. I go Matumbo. The Kim Bay. Get that Lewinsky. Will Smith pay. Independence Day. No Scientology. I know my geography. Roll up the collard green. I came up from poverty. Now fuck off my property. Fuck off my property. Fuck off my property.
Please don't test my
property.
I don't know the sound. Grim Della Grim. I don't fuck with them. Grim Della Grim. I was a grown man. I don't need no new friends. Funny how they smile and they grin. Two colors are hiding within. It's easy to fly to pretend when you wear the disguise of a friend. Wonder would she ride if I wasn't in the 500 Benz? I don't know, I don't get the shit. Why fuck with hoes that ain't interested? Smoke all your weed, drink all your liquor, and Snapchat the shit like it's Christmas gifts. Goddamn. Shit, I know, cause I witnessed it. It's all about how they leave your life. It's never about how they entered it. Crip. I don't know the sound.
No sir, no sir, no sir.
Grim Della Grim. I don't fuck with them.
No sir, no sir, no sir.
Grim Della Grim.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Sylvia, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, guys. As you guys know, sometimes I do pop-up shows, you know, where I do Haru the Seven Oracles presentation, guys. This is Cosmic Updates with Marvin. I haven't done one in a while. But Marvin, shout-out to Marvin and Brother Wisdom, who gives us the Cosmic Updates. But as I was just doing my morning rituals, I'm actually finishing up a painting for, I'm going to be relaunching my website soon too, guys. But I've been doing, I do queen line affirmation paintings where I have like a select few canvases and I paint affirmation. It's like a queen, then you got a king. Like right now I'm painting a king with dreads that has a abundance backdrop to it, and he is pretty much a throat chakra being, the throat chakra Sagittarius, who's going to love his Father's Day gift. So that's what I do for men and women, guys. I paint self-affirmation portraits to where I put my own personal blood, sweat, tears. Literally, I put my own spells and everything of affirmations within the paintings. They're encoded. So get at me at haruza7oracle@gmail.com or you can cash out me at Haru the Oracle, and just cash out me. My paintings are donation based. Just that cash out me and let me know that you want, you know, a painting, and I'll definitely go ahead and get on that. And be sure to send me an email as well, Haru7Oracle@gmail.com or enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com. Or guys, you can find me on Facebook. So anyway, today, guys, Cosmic Updates with Cosmic Criminals, guys. A lot of us are killers, you know, and have you ever just wanted to just, and excuse me, y'all, but for real, can we just be real out here? Have you ever just wanted to kill somebody and you just didn't understand where the fuck that was coming from? Some of us are, by DNA, are cosmic killers, and the reason why we came to do, we could be doing communities. Now, this is just, it may resonate with some, it may not, but if it resonates, you know, hey. But some of us are cosmic killers here on assignment to balance some of the shit that we have done in past lives. I know I'm being one of them, because if the way that I am starting to be destructive and fuck shit up on this realm, I know I was something nasty, you know. So anyway, Brother Marvin is definitely appreciated here. And we're going to allow him to tell us about the Cosmic Criminals. I'm going to put his information in the show notes.
Everybody.
But
I'm now live
here we
on
go.
Facebook and Instagram.
They be tripping, but here we go. All right.
Come on in. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Give another minute, y'all. We'll get started. Little Nicole, what's up, Jennifer? Little Doc, go away. Hello to everybody who I haven't seen. I'm going to get a chance to see your tag. Little third song, what's up, your chief? Criminals Part 2. It's been a while since I did one. Last I did, I think it was over a year ago. Yeah, over a year ago. So, let's get it. What is a cosmic criminal? A cosmic criminal is a being who has gotten in trouble in the cosmos due to some sort of illegality.
Whoa! Right? Hold on. Let me pause, you guys. Wait a minute. Let me play a song for you guys real quick because I'm going to pull Cosmic Criminals Part 1. Why not pull both of them in one? So, yeah, we'll be right back.
You want to go, me to go in deeply with Cosmic Criminals originally? Check out the first one.
I'm an orange moon.
Oh, yep. You know.
Reflecting the light of the sun. Thank you.
Thank you all. I found it. Hopefully we can fit these two in. One of them's 144, and the other one I even forgot to mention. But shout out to Brother Marvin. So if we don't fit part two, I'll do a part two. Mm-hmm. All right. Part one.
What's up, Tony? What's up, Amanda Beer? What's up, shit? What's up, Amine? What's up, Pamela?
Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. Damn, just bear with him, guys. He's doing, wow, they keep doing this. Your count is restricted. What the fuck? Sorry, y'all. Interference, just of course you guys already know. I apologize, guys, but they always try to interfere with the message. You've been hit by a smooth criminal with a deeper message, y'all. Who was a smooth criminal? Thank you. Not just a song, you guys. More than a song, damn. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm having interference. I knew Eternal was going to hop on. There's part one and part two. I'm going to try to fit. If I can't fit part two, I'm going to do a show right after this with part two, guys. But I am going to fit this in, okay? We have interference, but that's okay. We're going to keep going. I think Eternal is with me. Thank you. This is a pop-up podcast where we're talking about cosmic criminals, y'all. All right. Not just a song, guys. You've been hit by a smooth criminal. All
right. Now we raised the frequency. Let's get it. So what is a criminal? It, according to them, is a person who commits an illegal offense to society and so-called the world at large. Right? So what is a crime? A crime is a form of injustice to the world. You know, form of injustice, the other, or committed by someone to someone else or something else, according to the world. You see what I'm saying? According to the world. So. But of course, we already know good and bad is a matter of point of view. So you know, there's a lot of gray area when it comes to crime. You see what I'm saying? So there's a lot of motive, reason, purpose, our situation, all that. Tied into the gray area, which we call crime and criminality. So yeah. Where does the word crime come from? It comes from the Latin crimen, which means accusation, and the root cerno, which means I decide / I give judgment. It goes further back to Greek, to the Greek crema, which means a judicial sentence or condemnation. Why do I say, or why did I say in the last lecture that we are cosmic criminals? We were. And just to be real, like I said, we were cosmic savages in the cosmos. And we were committing illegal offenses against the greater cosmic societies. You see what I'm saying? The greater galactic societies. We were, a lot of us were doing this. A lot of us were doing this. So I know I was doing it. I said I was a cosmic criminal. I was a rogue assassin around here. I was pretty much like a Deadshot around here. She John Wick niggas all day, every day. She take a contract, murk a nigga, call it a day. You feel me? That was my thing. That was my gift. That was my skill. Of course, eventually it kept up with you. I was given a choice to come down here, or I had to do actual cosmic time, which is like 100,000 years. You know, if I'm dealing with soul time, you ain't dealing with physical time. So, or I can come down here and do a life sentence in the material world. Giving myself an opportunity to awaken, repent, and get my shit together. Repent just means you're awakening back to yourself, your soul, and the source. That's basically what that means. So, yeah. What else, Shaq? So, let's get it. So, yeah. I'm just letting y'all know where I was. I was straight fucking savage in the cosmos. I ain't going to sit here and lie to you. I know what I did. You know, shit. Hey, I think it was like a week ago or two ago, I just got quit. I just tore my cosmic criminal papers. Shit, they just threw it out the window. Like last week or a week or two ago. I know it was the last 2 weeks. I just got cleared of the bullshit I was doing in the cosmos. I was hell on in the cosmos. I ain't gonna lie to you. So now, well, some the cosmic criminals, like what are the different aspects? You got rogue assassins, you got cosmic thieves, you got cosmic transporters, which are smugglers and traffickers, you got cosmic mercenaries and pirates, you got cosmic gangsters, you got, let's see, cosmic outlaws, cosmic trappers, and you drug dealers, you see what I'm saying, and drug traffickers, see what I'm saying, you got cosmic bounty hunters, you got a lot of time rogue bounty hunters.
Yeah, cosmic psychopaths like Carnage. To give you a perfect example, you got cosmic sociopaths like Emperor Palpatine in Star Wars, Darth Sidious. You feel me? You got cosmic rogue warlocks and witches. You see what I'm saying? Fucking shit up around here. A lot of y'all wear these in the cosmos. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all are cosmic arms dealers, shadow brokers, which are information traffickers, sending everybody information to other people for a hefty price. Set up your whole information networks, fucking shit up. See what I'm saying? You had cosmic hustlers, you had cosmic pimps and harlots, aka hoes, if we call them down here. You had cosmic bootleggers, street fighters, cowboys and guns. I mean, street fighters, like just like they show you in the video game, street fighters. Like, street fighters would literally walk up in the neighborhood in the middle of, in broad daylight, in the middle of the fight, just start scrapping with each other. Like, that's actually a true statement, like how they show you in the video game, street fighters and shit. Niggas, like, literally in the city chilling and goddamn getting their food, and two niggas just walk up and start scrapping with each other. That's exactly how it is in the cosmos. Like, nigga, it's on sight. Like, I see you on the planet, and we got beef, niggas on site. And so we scrapping right there, right there. We don't give a damn who there. So, Congress, there's a lot of cosmic street fighters down here. That's why so many martial artists down here. There's a lot of niggas with cosmic street fighters. And so in the cosmos, they was around here scrapping on multiple planets until, you know, they probably fucked some shit up too much and caught the attention of the cosmic police/task force. You know what I'm saying? So let's continue here. You got cosmic cowboys and gunslingers, cosmic renegades, vigilantes, anti-heroes. You even had cosmic serial killers, saboteurs, and slicers. You had cosmic hackers, scavengers, cosmic freelancers, destroyers, like Lord Beers and Galactic. Some of y'all niggas just running fucking up planes, just blowing up planes. You know, I blew a few planes too. Hey, we all did our thing. We all did our dirt. So, yeah, we all did this thing. So, shit, you know, everybody got their Lord Beers on / Galactus on a few times, / Dark Side a few times, you see what I'm saying? And then you got caught the badass in it, which is Dark Side, Thanos, Madara, Uchiha. There's a name, a few badasses out there. You know, your Spawns, your Blades, you feel me? Who was just around here fucking shit up just for the thrill of it, just for the thrill of the fight, you see what I'm saying? They just like to fuck shit up because they badass, you know? They think some niggas born with the storm. You see what I'm saying? They was born with the storm inside them. Some niggas born to heal. Some niggas born to love. Some niggas born to be artists. Some niggas born to be scientific. And some niggas is born with the storm. The ability to fuck shit up. So, yeah. He even had cosmic rebels. You know, them your cosmic revolutionaries. Although it was the rebels on the other side of the equation. Like, not rebelling against a corrupt system, but rebelling against a peaceful system. Then, nigga, it's too peaceful here, nigga. It's too heavenly. You had that Charlie mentality. Like, all dogs go to heaven's part two, nigga. It's just too fucking heavenly here. Need some chaos. We need to cause panic around here. So, yeah, so there's the other side of being a rebel. You see what I'm saying? The other side of being a rebel, just fucking up society, a good solid balanced society, just because you were savage on the inside, and so you need to let people know that. See what I'm saying? So that leads me to say, what does it mean to be criminal minded? Criminal mind means to be always honing your outlaw skill set. You know what I mean by that? A lot of us honed our skills, you know, in our particular craft, our trade, whatever that craft or trade was. Some of y'all was cosmic bodyguards, not the good kind of cosmic bodyguard. You use protective thieves and killers and dealers. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of y'all down here for that. There's a lot of y'all work security. Because that's what y'all knew in the cosmos. Y'all was security. Y'all was a cosmic security force, but y'all was working for because the money was whatever y'all was doing for them was way better than what y'all was doing on the legal side. So you know, I ain't gonna say it's money or it may be in whatever currency or whatever y'all getting. Y'all figured that it was worth working that job. So y'all protected the dealers or or the killers or thieves and the hustlers. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of y'all is protecting them. So yeah. So yeah, you always working on that outlaw skill set. That's why a lot of y'all so resourceful. Quick witty. See what I'm saying? Resourceful, quick witty, got great improvisation skills. You know, always good with thinking on your feet. A lot of y'all was already born with that skill set because y'all have perfected it over years and years and years of being an outlaw. You see what I'm saying? You know, so over years and years and years of being an outlaw. So that's what it means to be criminal mind, to always adapt, to always analyze, to always act when need to. But it's most of the time it's in your self-interest. You see what I'm saying? In your self-interest. What's up, Gene? What's up, Darth? So most times in your self-interest. So this is what it means to be criminal-minded, you know, criminal-minded, resourceful, you know, improvisational, you know, just trying to think some more words, talk about ingenuity. You see, the ingenuity, you know, your ingenuity skills was the truth, you know, so whatever your gift was, you know, you used these skills to the benefit of yourself and your team, and it called the attention of the intercosmic, intergalactic
university.
So this is what you got going on. This is what you got going on. So like I said, the reason why a lot of us are down here is to, you know, we hear you choose with the cosmic jail, or we can go to one of these digital prison planets and live out a life. And if we work through what we need to work through in that life, man, it's a particular time period we need to
digital prison planet. Simulator.
When we need to work out in that particular cycle, gain knowledge of self and spirituality, whatever, we can clear our names. And it depends on how deadly your crimes was. Like I said, I was a rogue assassin, so my shit was pretty deadly. So it took me damn near 12 years to clear my name. I've been awoken.
How the fuck did I end up on a prison planet? Like, what the fuck?
So it'd be 12 years in June, so they should know my shit was off chain. So a lot of y'all shit probably ain't that as bad as mine, but yeah.
Mine is.
I took time out to, you know, had to put in work. So, yeah. So, this is what you got going on here. So, when you get down here, you realize a lot of these prison planets, you come down here, you like, okay, they prisoners, so what's different? And they start showing you what these niggas doing. You know, there's always somebody big and bad in the yard. And we're gonna let you see what they really about. And you get your memory wiped. So you gotta figure it out all over again. You gotta figure it out all over again. So you get downhill and you really see some savages. So this is some of the shit that you find out as a cosmic criminal once you come down here and see what the Arcanic Federation is doing. You know, so you really find out what is unnatural, because these niggas down here don't live by code. It's whatever down here. They do whatever the fuck they want to do down here. So, you know, some things you know you ain't going to do in the cosmos, you know, because you live by code. Like, nah, I ain't doing it. You know, I got boundaries. You know, I'm going to stop at certain points on my path. But these things here don't stop. They have no boundaries. They will never stop. They will go as far as they can to do the deadly, dastardly, fucked up shit that they do down here. So let's see some of the shit that they about that's unnatural, even to us cosmic criminals, from our point of view. So let's get it. Number one, rape. They real hard on women down here. You know, a lot of us ain't used to seeing it when we get down here. You know, you ain't used to seeing like the harshness of the and the coldness towards the feminine principle. You know, that's a rarity in other realms. You know, that doesn't really happen in the way of. Well, it happens a lot down here. Another thing that's real bad that you never really see, these probably the top two, is pedophilia. Oh man, these niggas can't keep their head on the children down here. We're like, what's wrong with these niggas? Why are they touching the children? What when they ain't got nothing better to do than fuck with children, and you come to find out that they don't have nothing better to do than fuck with children and rape them and sacrifice them and do rituals on them and all that type of crazy shit that they like to do. So, yeah. Next is transhumanism. They got a bad habit of trying to erase natural shit. So they want you to be cyborgs and artificial intelligence to be assimilated into their bullshit. You see what I'm saying? What's up, Brandon? Assimilated to their bullshit. You know, AI prophets. You know, they got an AI church out there in Silicon Valley. You know, look it up. I've talked about that before. AI prophets. You know, and all the other fucked up shit they got going on. So yeah. And so, you know, they call it transgenderism, but it's really all transhumanism. It's taking away natural gender. And the excuse is, well, other species in the cosmos don't have gender. Bullshit. Plenty of species in the cosmos have gender. Hey, they're knocking right now. Male, female. Other species, they're knocking. Male, female. Child. You see what I'm saying? The Trinity, my nigga, the Trinity, the Holy Trinity, male, female, child. Don't know the fuck they talking about. Don't listen to them niggas who saying that, oh, this is going to get you prepared for other ETs who don't have gender. No, what they got to do with us getting us prepared for other ETs? Don't we supposed to be sitting down at the table negotiating with them? You know, working with them? What our genders got to do with these niggas here? You see what I'm saying? With these niggas here. And so you come to find out it's just a lie to push their agenda. It's a little white lie to push their agenda to help everybody along. Next is the gay agenda. I mean, you know, homosexuality does exist in the cosmos, but we talking about the gay agenda, like shoving it down your throats. You know, in the cosmos, you gay, you just gay. Nobody cares. But down here, they make an extra effort to shove it down your throat any chance they get. And that's an agenda. You know, they are pushing it. Because a lot of these motherfuckers in Hollywood fucked up. And they doing sodomite gay rituals to fuck up people's lives. You see what I'm saying? You know, niggas can't even get a house without doing some sodomite gay rituals. And you don't even keep the house. You got to keep doing sodomite gay rituals just to get a good role in the movie, just to get on TV, just to get goddamn a good music deal, you know? So this you got going on with Robbie, with Ario. So this you got going on with these sick motherfuckers, the gay agenda. You see what I'm saying? So this, you see this. You see this a lot more in the world because, you know, they have a thing about making the world as unnatural as possible. That's the objective. They want to create a whole unnatural world on top of the unnatural shit that they already know. So next, you got corrupt AI or artificial intelligence, aka the ghost in the machine, aka the cyber archons, aka cyber Yaldabaoths or the cyber demiurges. You got a lot of motherfuckers throwing in machines, doing fucking shit through data. You know, through data. You know, your computer cut off and you don't know why the fuck it cut off. But you was in the middle of writing a powerful spiritual message. You think it's a computer fucking glitching. Nah. You say, you write it off, but then you notice, you started tracking. Like 3-4 more events. You can do anything on your computer except for spiritual shit. You started noticing, like, why did it cut off every time I do something spiritual? You know, why I'm writing out my spiritual message, writing out my spiritual notes, whatever on the computer, typing it up or whatever. All of a sudden, the computer continues to shut down.
That's
because the ghost of the machine is setting your shit down. You know what I'm saying? I'll, you know, get some cyber goggle on. They'll build you a cyber goggle army. You know, download you some images. They'll slow their ass down. They won't do it as much, Steve, because you don't fuck with them goggles like that. So, yeah. So, corrupt technologies, like I just said, you know, of course, corrupt technologies. You know, you got to corrupt software, but you got to corrupt hardware. You know, hardware, yeah, they always putting bad occult technologies in there to make you sick with the toxic radiation and stuff like that. So, yeah, you can make sure you don't overuse the electronics down here because they will make you sick. Make sure you keep your chi up. Make sure you keep your stay in nature as well. Because the electronics down here, if you do too much of it, we will drain you.
That's right. So, yeah.
Archonic human trafficking. You know, you got a bad habit of trafficking humans. I mean, really trafficking humans for the bad, for the worst of it. Whatever they trafficking humans to do whatever they doing with, you know, sell them in the sex trafficking rings, whatever. You know, prostitution rings, whatever they doing with these people, even so you know, they have a thousand things they do to these people. So yeah, it is real bad on the planet. Politics, oh, we know politics is real bad. Politics is horrible down here. You know, it's not even a governmental system. It's a bunch of political weasels tricking everybody into bullshit. And they do this with the science of trick knowledge. What is the science of trick knowledge? Dr. York told us what that was. Trick knowledge is the science of always deceiving and propagating bullshit to the people. But you're doing something completely different than what you say you're doing. That's usually what the trick knowledge systems are about. Oh, we got to talk about narcissism, emotional archons. You see what I'm saying? You got to talk about that. What is a narcissist? A narcissist is an anti-empath. Just to make it to the point. You know, an empath is a demigod. So of course, a narcissist would be technically what's the opposite of a god? Usually, the opposite of a god is a devil. You know what I'm saying? So they or archon. We gonna say archon. So they, you're a demigod, is natural demigod, is empath. So they demi archons. They halfway there as in the archon side of the field. Whereas we halfway there on the God side of the field. So naturally, these narcissists, like I've always told y'all, specifically hunt you down in your reality because they are assigned to. They know exactly who you are. They've been profiled. They've been given the information by these archonic governments, whether it's through downloads, whether it's through actual conversation, to find you in your area. And their objective is to get into a relationship with you so they can fuck you up. That's what they're about. That's what they're about. So just keep it 100. You know? Y'all don't know what narcissism is about. They are emotional archons, and they are here to destroy your heart chakra. Because without no heart chakra, an unbalanced heart is an unbalanced being. So if so when your heart is unstable, then you unstable. So that's why narcissists are the deadliest motherfuckers on the planet when it comes to the emotional side of the emotional aspect. So no, they're trying to, you know, they know you're a demigod. So these demi archons hunt you down to deter you from becoming a full god. That's their primary objective. They do this because the heart chakra is the gateway to the upper chakras, right? So they come into your life and destroy your heart chakra so that you can't make it to these high levels, and by the time you heal up, now even when you do tap into your spiritual chakra stuff here, you still have to heal their heart. So it still take you a while to get on a level because you don't have enough empathy to generate your psychic abilities. You see what I'm saying? See, empathy is the gateway ability to all your abilities. So just like narcissism is the gateway ability to all our kind of abilities, then it is the gateway ability to all your God life. So this is what you got going on. Next, you got lunatics. You know, of course, you know, I already talked about this in my Arkham Asylum lecture, you know. You living in an asylum around this bitch. You know, mental patients all around you. You know, lunatic niggas engaging in lunacy every day. You see it just walking down the street. These niggas just flipping the fuck out. For no fucking reason. Now, of course, the adrenochrome harvesting from children, we know about this. You know, they created a special formula. They found a special chemical that's released in kids when they are full of genuine fear and terror. And they harvest this formula from them while they are scared. And so they created a literal adrenochrome factory to continue to replicate this drug all over the world to these archons and their knees and their team, their reptilian teams and everybody. Ritualistic sodomy, like I just said, I just went over that. You know, they big on that Hollywood. See, you can't even get in the game without doing some type of fucked up sodomite type of ritual. You see what I'm saying? So yeah, archonic magic. Oh, let's talk about the archonic magic. The most toxic shit on the planet. You know, the vampirism and all that. You know, So you got vampirism. They got a few other abilities as well. You know, lycanthropy and all that. And they use these abilities to drain you, strip out on you, and all other type of things that they do to you to make you feel like you the bad guy or bad woman, and you ain't doing shit to these niggas. And so this is just some of the things they do to fuck you up now, to fuck you up. And they don't even notice, they don't really hang out with themselves as much as they want to be around you, because they like to feed off you. They look at you as food. You know, they look at another Archon as just a rival, but they look at you as food. So, yeah. So, let's see here. Propaganda, of course, Arcane propaganda, where they use their media, like they showed you in American Guys, to project to you bullshit they doing. And they always give you a false story, because they never want you to know what's really going on. They always create the illusions with the media. So, we're out here. Slave release. Oh, we got to talk about slave release. Christianity, especially the one God religions, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, Hebrewism, that one God shit does not fly at all. You know, the reason why it doesn't fly is because them niggas don't show up. We've already talked about that. That's the primary reason right there. Niggas don't pull up. When you call on Jesus, that nigga don't pull up. When you call on Allah, that nigga don't pull up. Well, the fuck the Jewish God is, which I think is a demon urge. He at least pulls up, but he pulls up for horrible reasons. He pulls up for horrible reasons. So you wish he didn't pull up at all with the fucked up shit he be into. So you got these slave religions on the planet. Keep your spirit, mind, and soul suppressed and oppressed. Let's see here. Corrupt monetary systems. Oh, yes. The money is at... Let me see here. I got a little change on me today. Got some physical money on me today. Just so happy. Let's get into this for a second. Let's get into this for a few seconds here. Let's see. Do we have the U.S. dollar? This here is nothing but a seizure. A one in a circle, that's the phallus. That's the obelisk. See what I'm saying? A dead friendly ancestral energy. Let's see here. Then you got seals and stamps. Now, anytime you see seals and stamps, that means they're trapping the energy. All this here, a seal. You know, so this is just cursed energy. This is just cursed energy. Check this out. The back of the dollar, you know, what you got here, a new eucalyptus. Nose order seclorum, you order the word, I think a new eclipse, I forget what a new eclipse represents, but y'all haven't seen this shit before. But they call it the Great Seal. So what are they sealing? They're sealing, and if you notice, the all seen eyes detached from the pyramid, meaning we got to always keep your consciousness detached from you. That's basically what that means. We got to always keep your consciousness detached from you. The Great Seal. What is the Great Seal? The Great Seal is the covenant, the secret covenant that these Masons and Eastern Stars and
the secret covenant,
White Dragon Society, Black Dragon Society, and all these other motherfuckers. This is what they've agreed to keep it, to conceal the truth from you, to blame everybody. You know what I'm saying? Their job is to solely conceal the truth from you. See what I'm saying? And how are we going to conceal this truth? All right, we gonna trap the Heruian energy, which is the ego, the phoenix, in this system, which is why you hold the shield, the American flag. And we gonna create peace. We gonna present to them the illusion of peace, which is why they had a fig tree in their hand. But we all about war. So we all about war, and we all about war, and we gonna always keep their consciousness focused on what our bullshit, which is why the American, which is why you have the states or the 13 colonies surrounded in a halo. This is what you're doing. And so what? And this is usually represented by the Moorish Empire. This is the Roman Empire. They both the same motherfuckers. Because Christian Moors preceded Islamic Moors. This is the Islamic Moors. This is the Christian Moors. Same motherfuckers. But they both won. They tell you right here, they both won. They both won entity. All one God religions are one group of motherfuckers. They all sit on the council. They call themselves a consortium, the Dark Cabal. The Pope, the Caliphate. Let's see. Yeah, you got the Pope, you got the Caliphate, you got the, and you got the Jesuits. There you go. That's the big three. That's the big three. The Roman Catholic Church governing the Christian energy. The Jesuit priests who governs the Judaic energy. And then you got the Arabic Caliphate, which governs the Islamic energy. All three of them motherfuckers work together, y'all. You gotta let them get it twisted. Don't let them feed you with their bullshit like they're not getting along. Them niggas is like this. They worship the same God, the Demiurge. Yeah, they worship the same God, which is the Demiurge. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. Don't let that three-headed animal, that three-headed demon fool you. That's the same motherfucker. That's why they guys never pull up for you, at least. We ain't never seen them niggas, so shit. They may pull up for them, but they don't pull up well. So, and let you know where we at. Where we at. Let's see. Hypocrite.
Oh, I'm sorry, y'all.
None of law-abiding citizens. You know, they don't even follow their own law.
Let me see how much time we got. Oh, wait.
MK Ultra. Mind control. Oh, we gotta talk about MK Ultra. We gotta talk about.
Okay, we got a little time to talk afterward, Eternal.
Hypnotizing everybody to believe in their bullshit with their technology. You know that's why everybody just accepts everything. Because really, every time you get the TV is a spell. Television is a spell, but they broadcasting like they showed you in Batman Forever. They broadcasting signals into your third eye. You accept those signals. It's your third.
Hell, lie, vision.
You accept the bullshit they program. You see what I'm saying? So yeah, this is what they're about. Cannibalism. We already know these niggas eat humans. You know, they eat humans first chance they get. Shit. They eat the fuck out of a human. No questions asked. Hell, adrenochrome is from a human. So yeah. So
hell,
this is what you're dealing with. Humiliation rituals.
Tell
you know, just to get ahead in life. So you got to make some humiliation rituals just to get your shit together. Just to get your shit going. They parasite. So, yeah, that's another aspect of their arcane magic. They parasitic. You know, they vampiric. And they like it. So they werewolves, they vampires, and they parasites all in one. So that's a three-way hellish energy that you got to deal with. Especially when you're in a relationship with a motherfucker. As narcissists. So yeah. Gender swapping technology. They got a bad habit of this transgenderism shit getting out of control. You know, men are women now, women are men. They doing this shit just to fuck you up. Just to create confusion and imbalance in the world. That's their whole agenda. To destabilize this shit. I'm gonna tell y'all why they working so hard down here. Indulging in cloning. You know, there's 10 billion people on the planet. About 7 billion people are clones or other. That means they clones, they walk-ins, they corrupt robots, cyborgs, robocops, et cetera, et cetera. You see what I'm saying? So that's all one energy there. That's all one energy. So this is what you're dealing with. This is what you're dealing with here. So these are the things we see. Next, you got Hawk, which is illegal weather modification. They doing this shit just to fuck with nature and us. You see what I'm saying? They call themselves trying to be God over nature by controlling her own natural forces for us. You see what I'm saying? And they try, and when you go against them, that's what they'll send. They send weather back. They geostorm you. They fuck you up with their weather modification, the heart machine. You see what I'm saying? So now you got corrupt medicines, you know, hospital meaning sorcery. Medicines have low doses of opium in it, which is a drug that gets you hooked. That's why a lot of y'all, when y'all take these medicines, it's so hard to stop taking them because you get addicted to them. You see what I'm saying? You long for them for a while after you take them. That's because they got low doses of opium in it. Slavery. We already know about slavery. Here the world knows about it.
I know that ain't me. I know.
The world knows about slavery. It does. It's designed to create misery. both in the mind and the soul and the body. You see what I'm saying? It's here. Because what it's designed to do is create misery, pain, suffering. Here you go to a plantation every day when you go to work. So, yeah. So, yeah, both modern and past slavery. So, yeah. So, next, you got corrupt military. They call it deep state. Whatever, deep state and white state is the same motherfucker. They're just two sides of the same coin. And they got you thinking that they warring with each other. But they both part of the same team. They both part of the same team. I think all these niggas are working together. I don't trust none of them. The cabal, Trump, the white state, the cabal, deep state, white hat, black hat, then you got the gray hat, the hacktivists and all them niggas like Anonymous. I think all them niggas are working together. They're just different factions playing a chess game. See what I'm saying? Different factions playing a chess game. Then you got the red hats, the Moors. They got their bead in this shit. So, yeah, you know, you can't trust none of these motherfuckers down here. You don't know what they got going on. So, yeah, that's why it's always good to get a read on the people you're dealing with. You know, you bring somebody, you get somebody new in your life and you're not sure about them, get a read on the motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. See who they are. And make sure you get a read on their family as well, you know, especially if you get into a relationship with them.
Yep.
You know, use the heart of the cause, my niggas. Use the heart of the cause and give me your terminology. Use the motherfucking heart of the cause. That'd be tarot, oracle, whatever you want to use. Go talk to your peeps and peepettes. They give you a read and let you know what the fuck going on before you get in relationships with these people, before you have dealings with these people, because you don't know what the fuck they into, and more importantly, you don't know what the fuck they family into, especially if you're talking about having a child by these niggas. They bloodlines could be as tainted can get, and you don't even know it. So you're not your kid fucking inheriting, your child inheriting deep genetic curses from that part of the family. Your part of the family clean, but they got to deal with the bullshit from that side of the family.
Yeah.
And a lot of them motherfuckers just to get y'all kids, so that y'all have to deal with their generational curses.
Mm.
So your child can be weighed down with these generational curses. Y'all better keep game. Know where you at. You on a battlefield on all levels. That's mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, and so forth, and even sexually. There's a tantric realm that motherfuckers tap into to fuck you up. So go get you some books on magic, on sexual magic. That's why you need to study tantra. Magic of sexuality. Get Pastor Bevan Randolph book. You know, Pete Gang with them. But these niggas out here. They out here on all levels. It's an enemy for every chakra. The root chakra, materialism, the banks, the monetary system, Wall Street, the sacral chakra, you got the sacral chakra, the heart chakra, them two there alone, you got to deal with emotional archons by themselves. And the sacral chakra deals with and creating relationships. So you got to deal with these motherfuckers on a daily basis. The solar plexus, you're dealing with more of the mind than the will, man. You know, you're dealing with more of the mind than the will, your personal will, man. You know, so you got the solar plexus will tell you to protect yourself before you wreck yourself. You see what I'm saying? Before you get wrecked by another motherfucker. So, yeah, so it's pretty much, and so they're going to always notice vampires always attack your solar plexus. If you don't know they feed off you first, they're going to take your solar plexus down first because they know that's where your will is, your personal will. Your solar plexus has your best interest at heart. So without no solar plexus, if you feeling like you ain't got no will, no self interest in yourself, no personal power in yourself, then your solar plexus is being compromised. You need to heal first, so y'all know what's going on. So yeah, you need to heal first, so y'all know what's going on. So now let's continue. So know what it is. And another thing you gotta deal with. These motherfuckers, let's see, what was that, throat chakra? They're going to try to set your ability to express your truth down. You know, especially if it's affecting the world or shedding light onto the world. They always do shit that distorts your vision. They have the propaganda machines before. And, of course, they don't want you but so aware. So they're going to always keep your crown chakra locked down by high knowledge and information for you. Problem is that goes against what this system is. That goes against this new energy on the planet, the Aquarian energy. So instead of trying to fight the energy, they have chosen to only give you half truths, which is worse than not giving you truth. Because now you got to go find the other half of the truth And it may take 5 years just to find the other half of the truth. So, yeah, that's what you're dealing with. It's the dangers of being down here. It's the dangers of being down here in this, on this prison planet, dealing with these, this all-cunning federation. So let's continue here. Let's see here. Police brutality. Well, police brutality, psyop or literal. A lot of police is psyops. That's why it's always like a stage. It's them staging those fucking arrests or killing or something like that. Some of them are actually literal. Some of them they actually doing and showing you. A lot of times they don't make the news, so you just hear about it later. But yeah, so this is the thing. These RoboCops is always after you. The police department is a fraternity, is a Masonic fraternity. They are the warrior branch of the Masonic fraternity who goddamn enforces the judicial laws of the Masonic magistrate, both for the Roman Empire and the Moorish Empire. Keep game. Both the Islamic, the Moorish, and the Judaic, and the Jesuit Empire. So it's three empires you're dealing with here. You got the Jesuit Empire, the Moorish Empire, and the Roman Empire. Y'all need to know that these are all one. Like they showed you on the dollar bill. These are all one group. They all working against you to fuck you up. And then you got corrupt cabal science or corrupt alchemy. That's your cabal scientists, technicians, engineers, mathematicians, architects, etc., etc. The niggas, for some reason, they can't seem to get their mathematics and shit right down here. They took Albert Einstein style of goddamn mathematical jargon, creating all these long-ass complicated equations, but it don't amount to shit, like Nikola Tesla said. It's just bullshit wrapped in mathematical jargon. You don't even need to do all that. It's supposed to be simplistic. It's supposed to be simple. Nigga, 4 plus 4 is supposed to equal 8, nigga. Why is you giving me 4 plus 4 minus 3 minus 6 divided by 1 times 8 is all this other shit that you got going on, nigga. 4 plus 4 is equals 8, nigga. Let's keep it simple. That's how math's supposed to be, because complexity leads to mistakes and errors. Mistakes and errors lead to the destruction of many things and many people. So, yeah, so let's continue here. Let's continue. So now, these things are these are just some of the things that are distasteful to even us cosmic criminals. You see what I'm saying? You know, even we consider this shit, you know, to be vile. You know, some of the things they doing down here, we ain't never even seen before. Like, damn, they could do that? You know, we hear shit, they're like, what? That can happen? It's hard for, we woke, and it's hard for us to believe some of the shit they be doing. You see what I'm saying? You know, that's just how sick these niggas is down. So, yeah, that's just what you're dealing with. But now as you see, there are two types of criminals. There's the cosmic criminals, us, and then there's the arcane criminals, them. Now, in the movie Chronicles of Riddick, we would be more like Riddick as cosmic criminals, and they would be more like the necromancers. So let's get into that. Let's get into that. Let's go knock them out first. Listen to what Sister said here. Or the ad elemental said here. Let's see here. Here we go.
Thank you.
Yes, that's the Pope, y'all. That's the Pope, the main necromancer. And he can tell, like, there are different groups of criminals because they all dress alike, they all walk like they zombified. They even said a nigga that the Pope in the show, in the movie, goddamn, this nigga is half human, half dead. How you had dead and had human? You see what I'm saying? You know, it's just a weirdo shit. This nigga's just astral body, nigga. It's called spade a spade. Niggas just got full control of his astral body. So that's really what he got, full control of. So yeah, this is what you're dealing with. And the niggas dress alike, the niggas always got this cold ideology. Cold blooded motherfucker. Don't get me wrong. It's a lot of all races in the group. All races on the planet is in this group on some level. You know, so I don't think there's just one race or the other. You know, not all these niggas on the planet have chosen to ally with. A lot of these niggas on the planet have chosen to ally with the Dark Planet Federation. So you know, these necromancers. So yeah. So now, Reed. Well, you know, what do we like?
You see, guys, we just think that the world that we see is all that there is. That's not some.
Thank you. fuel that location for extended periods of time, which now really managed to survive being strangled by a giant umbilical cord that's beneath it, which is just ridiculously insane.
I'm gonna post a link so you guys can find Marvin's page.
So there you go. You know. So cosmic criminals, we don't be doing all this shit. We just do what we do. It just so happens to be against the law for of course everybody else. So why you sent us down here? They sent us down here to now a lot of us were caught and had a choice between cosmic prison and incarnating down here to clean ourselves up by having an awakening and becoming the perfected zombies or perfected criminals. Right? So, why would the Cosmic Task Force send us down here of all people? They realize that sometimes evil can't be defeated by good. Sometimes evil has to be defeated by a different kind of evil. Like the Al Elemental said in the Chronicles of Riddick. So what happened next? We all chose this life, sentenced on Earth, and became the literal suicide squad who chose to fight the good fight, to clear our names, gain knowledge of self, and ascend to high-dimensional frequencies. So, yeah, so that's what you got going on here. How do you know if you are a cosmic criminal? If you were born and raised in the hood and ghettos of the world, you are a cosmic criminal of some sort.
There you go.
You know, of course, there's all some gray areas. You may not be a cosmic criminal. You just probably just need to live a life in the hood, of course.
It's a reason why, though. Do we understand our reason and our purpose? There it is.
We are the biggest criminals. The majority of cosmic criminals have incarnated into the United States.
Mm.
The majority of our cosmic criminals mostly live in Europe. Did y'all know that? So they mostly live in Europe.
Cosmic criminals.
So, yeah. So this is what you got going on here. This is what you got going on here.
Oh.
So they
come
down here.
Hello.
To fuck they shit up, for the most part. You are the Suicide Squad. That's why they're making movies about you. You came down here to fuck they shit up. And they know what you are. They know what you are. So, of course, naturally, the criminal ideologies would
conflict. We did a podcast on it. I don't know if you were here.
They go to war with each other, which is what's happening right now. It's straight Star Wars around this motherfucker. Shit, it's straight Star Wars. We around here scrapping through the force, through the astral plane, even through the physical plane. How are we seeing these niggas in the physical now? Here, let's be real. How many of y'all niggas been seeing entities and apparitions and shit walk up on you pull up on you while you're chilling somewhere and y'all have to scrap. You see what I'm saying? At the parks, at the lakes, in the back alleys, in the cities, in the deserts, you know, wherever you at, these niggas will pull up on you in the physical plane. Don't get it twisted. So you have to learn to fight with your spiritual and soul bodies. You can no longer afford to just use your physical body. You need to learn how to channel your chi into your fists and your feet. And all of that. You need to learn how to project energy, T-balls, all that. Because these niggas is coming for you. And when they come for you, I hope that you do your best to put these niggas out their misery. Because killing them is not against the law, cosmically. You can murk these niggas, and it will be fine. Nobody cares. That's why you down here, actually. You down here to put these niggas out their misery. Straight Suicide Squad. Straight Suicide Squad style. You see what I'm saying? Nobody cares if you put these niggas out their misery. They actually want you to put them out their misery. Stayed in the troll, having to send their goody two shoes down here to do the work for them. See what I'm saying? So you have every right to put them out their misery. This has got nothing to do with love and none of the immorality. This has got everything to do with survival and self-preservation. You see what I'm saying? So if them niggas step to you, there's a violation of your self-preservation. You see what I'm saying? So you have every right to put these niggas out of their misery. Yes, you have license to kill down here. That's what all 007 movies was about. License to kill. 007. What is the seven? The seven chakras. The enlightened being, the Godhead, the God being. You see what I'm saying? So you have every right to murk these niggas when they step to you down here in this cosmic prison right now. So, if you were born and raised in the suburbs, then you are, a lot of y'all are true living light workers, slash warrior healers. But don't get it twisted. Y'all see a little bit of G-code of, I ain't no killer, but don't push me. You see what I'm saying? Straight Tupac. You see what I'm saying? So you ain't no killer. Don't put it. Don't get me wrong. Criminals are born in the suburbs too. Cosmic criminals are born in the suburbs too. But most of y'all are light warriors, warrior healers, and light workers. So. But don't get it twisted. Light workers should be some of the most dangerous niggas on the planet. Cause when they tap into that dark side, they fuck everything in that room. Of y'all seen it? The sweetest person. You know,
man,
they
would shift your whole world.
I want to let y'all know what you're dealing with. What about kids with autism? The kids with autism are actually grandmasters. They were hit with special beam technologies that fractured their consciousness as they was incarnating down here. That's what happened. They were grandmasters at whatever skill they had when they came down here. But they were so powerful that these niggas seen fit to make sure that they fractured their consciousness during birth just before they got here. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's designed to help you. Some of them medicines are designed to fuck you up. See what I'm saying? And so when they fuck you up with some of them medicines they got, they call them autism. And they make sure. They don't give it to all y'all. They give specific medicines to the specific people that are born on, are supposed to be born on specific days. They make sure they chart what day you born and around what time you supposed to be born. And they check your natal chart. They check your natal chart, let your ass be a cosmic assassin. Let your ass be a cosmic thief. some shit like that. Oh yeah, oh yeah. And let you have a grandmaster energy in your star chart. Oh no, we either gonna kill them when they get here, or we got fracture their consciousness before they born, and so they inject different. They gonna tell you it's not for you. It's not gonna harm you, the mother, but it's gonna harm your child. You see what I'm saying? So they got a lot of these. So they got a lot of these. So. Know what's going on here. Let's see here. What about orphans and people whose parents died at birth, or their parents seemingly wasn't around, or they were sick or died during their early childhood? What are y'all? Wanderers, nomads, and all around free agents traveling from place to place doing work. So a lot of times in the cosmos, a lot of y'all are healers. And everything, but you know, the planetary healers may not have it yet. They may just be experts. No, nigga, we don't need no experts. We need masters and grandmasters. So they call you. You get the phone call like, yo, I need you to pull up in such and such sector on such and such planet because I'll pay you whatever you need to be paid or whatever, but I need you to help me with this particular situation. And you pull up and you do what nobody else on the planet can do with your healing abilities or your magics or your psionic abilities or whatever. So that's what a lot of the freelancers are, cosmic freelancers. So why are there so many thick and so-called heavyset people at this time? You're naturally thick and heavyset from birth, and that means you are a cosmic transporter, smuggler, or trafficker. You have that energy, you attract the news, you attract the people. You were smuggling. You see them? Whenever you were smuggling, you know, you were reflecting downhill. That's not a bad thing. A lot of times it could be a good thing. That means you have to have energies of the nations all inside of you. You see what I'm saying? A lot of y'all already have many different nations inside of you. So your child, when they born, they receive that. That's why that produces more down the kids. You see what I'm saying? This is multi-talented children. That's why a lot of big sisters, they introduce artists. Yeah, that means you're right. They want those jack of all trades codes. That's why a lot of motherfuckers come after you. That's why most big women are in relationships. Because they have the jack of all trades. You know, embedded inside of them. They want that. They want that bag. So yeah, you're gonna see a lot of thick sisters. You know, BBWs, it's BBWs with children. And their children be the truth. You know, they be multi-talented because a lot of the thick sisters have so many crystals and nations inside of them. It produces these jack of all trade genes and genomes inside of them. And so that's why. They walk in their energy, attract everybody. You know, just they walk in their energy, attract me. You pick it up on those jack of all trade energy that emanate from them, that crystalline energy emanate from them. That's what you're seeing. When you see the so the full figure big sisters, you know, that so-called heavy set is a lot of our fucking enemies call them. They call them heavy shit, you know. But we know them as thick, you know, solid. They rock solid, full figure sisters. You know, see what I'm saying? So, yeah. A lot of y'all were training for, remember. You know, so. Criminals versus arcanic criminals. Now, if you don't believe this is real, look at the movies that they're giving you. They're giving you who you are. Django, Unchained. A free slave who goes on to fuck shit up, the equalizer, a master assassin, Chaos. Y'all ain't never seen the movie Chaos. These niggas was genius. Y'all gonna see that. Y'all gonna see it. C-H-A-O-R-A-O-S. They pulled a bank job. Jason Statham and West Side pulled a bank job and robbed the U.S. government for like $1 billion. And Jason Statham get away with it, but goddamn, he saw West Snipes out in the movie. So, yeah. Inside to keep the money. Inside job. Both Paul Wayne and Paul, so I think both of them on this thing. So you go check them out. Hell of a bank job moves as well. So they cosmic feet. That's a cosmic feet energy. Mortal Kombat, street fighting energy. Yeah. It's street fighting energy. You know, cosmic street fighters. The Matrix. Oh, yes. We already know. The Matrix telling you where you in it. Star Wars telling you where, how deadly you was with your force, your sheet energy. You see what I'm saying? Avatar, both the Last Airbender and with Na'vi. You know, the Na'vi, so-called blue people, as they said. The Avatar showed you how powerful you was as an elemental. And the Avatar Na'vi showed you your tribal connections to the world. You see what I'm saying? Your spiritual connections to the world. You know, Pandora. You know, Pandora. Next, you had Inception. That you had master your mind. Both the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and even tap into the unconscious mind a little bit. Then you got waist deep. Oh, your hood moving. Man. Oh, they tell you what they tell you what you is. You waist deep in it. You a menace to society. You're the enemy of the state. You deep in the belly of the beast. Shit, you see what I'm saying? That's names that they pick. Why do they pick these names? They pick these names to let you know that these niggas is dangerous. These ain't no regular niggas coming to the planet. You know, we killed all regular niggas. You know, the superhero, them is the Malcolm X's, the Maya Angelou, the Emma Cage,
I'm sure here, guys. It's, y'all know how they do.
It was heroes. Elijah Muhammad, Dr. York. You know, Bobby Hemmings. All them was heroes. You see what I'm saying? All them was heroes. Well, that's when they killed all the heroes, the heroes came down to reason with these motherfuckers. When they seen they couldn't be reasoned with, guess what? They call niggas like us. They summon niggas like us down here, cosmic criminals. Sometimes it takes a criminal to take down another criminal. It is what it is.
Yeah, it is. Eternal, we got 30 minutes left, and then we'll chat.
The longer we stay down here, the more combustible this shit gets. You can feel the friction in the air between us and them right now. Oh yes. So yeah. You got Blade, Spawn, Queen of the Damned, Avengers, Infinity War, Thanos, Deadpool, Luke Cage, etc. Just showing you how they showing you. They ain't showing you how dangerous you're going to become. They showing you how dangerous you are right now. These are TV shows telling you. Only the TV show they're dealing with is really after Earth shit. You know, after this time cycle is over with, it's telling you what you like after this shit. Now, movies like Luke Cage, they're telling you how dangerous you are right now. You just don't know how dangerous you are. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah. Even anime, Trigun, Cowboy Bebop, Outlaw Star, Rurouni Kenshin, DBZ, Yu Yu Hakusho, Naruto, One Piece. Literally, One Piece is about psychic powers. Come on, now. Bleach, Full Metal Alchemist, Bakugan, Kenjo Tenge, Demon King by Mile, Death Note, etc. So, yeah, this is what you got going on here. This is what you got going on. And I do you one even better. A lot of y'all, why y'all? A lot of y'all going to come to find out that You don't necessarily care about the systemic shit that they got going on, because as fuckers, we all rebels when it comes to that. But what you are attracted to is the high raw chaos energy that you generate in these material bodies. Keep gang. Let me show you what I'm talking about here. This is Michael Jai White as he talk about his life, his growing up. Y'all are attracted to the raw chaos energy that y'all generate. Whether it be through your martial arts or your dancing or your athletics or all your physical arts, you see what I'm saying? You just attracted. You love how they feel. That's why we get you working out and dealing with your choreography, the choreographic dance moves. You feel great because you are channeling and emitting that raw high chaos energy. I'll tell y'all another thing. I don't know, y'all like that raw chaos energy, the Anunnaki, the Danaki, and everybody else. They love that raw chaos energy style too. Y'all may have to work on your ethics a little bit, you know, being down here. You know, they may say, well, we like the raw chaos energy. Y'all just got to work on your professionalism a little bit, you know, stabilize a little bit. But your raw chaos energy, oh, we love that shit. Fight. Your heart. talking about, you got a black hole. That black hole, when you start to channel that raw melting through it, then you start to emit this dark black hole, this dark energy out of you. You see what I'm saying? They my team got cheap. Fucking these Indians got promo, but niggas got melanin. Niggas got melanin. You see what I'm saying? We channel that raw melanin, that raw carbon energy through us and emit it. You see what I'm saying? They call it the dark side of the force, and they take it. We just call it raw chaos energy, chaos primal power. You see what I'm saying? That we generate easily. And that's the beauty of being in the material world. The problem is you just don't want to deal with the bill that comes with this shit. So you say that the bill that comes with it is dealing with the systemic bullshit that these archons is projecting to us. You see what I'm saying? We are working on plantation. You want to be at home practicing martial arts and dancing and shit. You want to be at home doing your yoga. You know, your qigong, your tai chi. Fuck this job. You don't even need a job to sit in the house all day and watch TV and electronics. All you need to do is fucking feed yourself, wash the clothes, and upkeep your house. That's all the fuck you need to do when it comes to basic needs. But nah, they want you to go out and waste your melanin, waste your dark energy to fuel their bullshit. You don't believe me? Go watch the second Amazing Spider-Man movie. Go see when Electro took all his melanin back. All this electromagnetic energy, this shit shit, the whole system shut down. The whole system shut down, man. No wrong. You know, when you take your shit back, the whole system shuts down. That's why they're trying to keep you asleep. That's why they're trying to keep you asleep. So check this out. Check this out real quick. Oh, baby. It was electric. That was what his turn was. It was electric. You know, that raw chaos, magical melanin force that you emit. Especially when you're in the hood, keeps you. You know, all these other niggas can't fucking hear you where he's staying. We're the moment every day of our lives. He just said, you just gotta learn to think about the future. As you get caught up in the moment so much, the present so much that you forget to plan for the future. That's basically a lesson you gotta learn being from the hood, be growing up in the hood. What is this hood energy that they love to say? The hood, or the ghetto, as they also call it, is literally raw primal chaos energy manifested in the form of us. See what I'm saying? So our neighborhoods reflect that. So let's continue.
Every day I live, something for the future, and I'm done with that.
melanin. And if you don't know, it probably wasn't at the time that it was melanin that he's releasing. He's releasing that primal force that builds up in you to deal with this day-to-day bullshit. And everybody needs a release in some shape or fashion, whether it's bodybuilding, weightlifting, athletic, martial arts, dancing, swimming, whatever your gift is, I advise you to use it to the best of your abilities, artistry, resolving scientific equations, engineering, whatever your gift is, I advise you to use it, because day-to-day life, you will store up that melanin. And if you don't find a way to release that melanin, it will drive you fucking crazy. That's what he's talking about here.
You know, what is creating your tech
spirit,
weightlifting,
oh.
Sculpting, calligraphy,
better.
Whatever your gift is, you know, whatever your gift is, you know, I advise you to pursue it to the best of your ability.
Okay.
Writing, artwork, graphic novels, do it to the best of your ability because, you know, making your T-shirt lines and everything, because that releases that pent-up melanin inside of you. You have to release that and do something with it, or it's going to drive you mad. See, madness is produced from emotion, from unreleased emotions. Madness is produced from unreleased emotions. Remember, emotional energy is nothing but chaos energy. Melanin. You see what I'm saying? Melanin. That's all emotional energy is. The movement of your melanin in motion. So let's continue. What our enemies are saying here is that these niggas are dangerous for these movies. You see what I'm saying? That's what they're saying. So they killed all the heroes off. So they knew Yeah, they killed all the heroes off. Wasn't there but anti-heroes and fucking demons coming to the planet? Now they killed off Spider-Man, so now you got to deal with them but Venoms and Carnages. You see what I'm saying? So that's, they knew this. And so that's why they've been working their ass off. They ain't got shit to do with you being noble people or star seed. They got to do with you being monsters. They know you cosmic criminals, and you know, they know that you just as dangerous, if not more dangerous than them, because you are not bound by their systemic rules, like they told you in the Matrix. Morpheus told Neo what? The reason why you can beat them is they can never be as fast or as strong as you, because she is built off a system of rules that you don't obey, because you're not from here. You see what I'm saying? You don't obey that shit. You're not from here. You came here to do a job for your Anunnaki homies and homies and all the other beings and squads and groups that you're from, whether it's the Nomos, whether it's the Danaki, whether it's the Absuians and the Tripertians or whatever, the Fairies or whichever group you hail from. You see what I'm saying? You came here to do a job. You know, and clear your name on the side. It's a win-win. So they know. That's why they working their asses off to take you down, because they know you're cosmic criminals. And you know you will fuck them up faster than any other group of beings that have hit the planet before them. That's why they keep their asses away from you. Niggas be talking to me and my teachers was like, niggas be talking shit about, why can't you be this? Why can't you be that? You know, they be talking all that shit, saying we thugs. I'm like, whatever. They actually don't come to the hood with that shit. And, you know, they may talk that shit over there in the suburbs on 5th and 8th, but they actually ain't coming to motherfucking Compton, nigga. They're not coming to Inglewood or South Central. They stay asses over there. The reason why, because they know that chaos energy will get them fucked up. Niggas in the hood do not play that shit. So they stay their ass out the hood. You know, just recently have they started gentrifying, and they picking the areas they regentrifying. Don't get it twisted. They only picking areas that they feel like serves them. They're not picking all areas. Only areas that they feel like that they can generate that chaos engine for themselves to work for them. But for the most part, they're leaving the fucking hoods alone. See, they're leaving the hoods alone because they know that if they come up in there with that bullshit, every nigga in the hood got a gun, and every nigga in the hood will buck at them. Shit, the police even tread softly through the hood. You know, they don't come, they don't start up shit with by themselves. They go and do what? Get on their fucking phone, call for backup, and they until they see 5 to 10 fucking other police calls, heavy armed, they not about to do shit. But drive by your house. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? And this is my hood. My hood is like, you know, it's not even like that aggressive. So imagine when the police is like in the ghetto or in Boston, in Baltimore, in goddamn New York City or L.A. somewhere. Hell no. And I'm not going nowhere near them niggas until I see at least 5 police cars. Nigga, you better provide me with some backup or I'm taking my ass home. Keep game. So, yeah, let's continue. So nothing but monsters have been hitting the planet since. It's, so now Cabal has put out hit orders for a lot of y'all. A lot of your star city homies and homies, they start killing them when they was kids. And hell, he even tried to kill me. See, they put a kill out. They put a KOS on me. Kill on sight. That's what that means.
Damn.
And so, shit, when I was 8 years old, the fucking CIA/ Men in Black came to the Ash plane, shot me with one of their magical bullets in the head.
Hold on.
They'll forget that shit day in my life. I came to see them when I got older.
We got 33. I'm going to cut it.
Wiped out the Men in Black sometime last year for that shit. Yeah. I had to go see them niggas for that. I owed them that one. Went and wiped out the whole fucking order for that shit. And we said, me and my
okay, I got it.
Go
good.
See them niggas once I got old enough and strong enough to deal with that. See what I'm saying? See, you know, revenge take time to marinate. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So, yeah. So, they've been KOSing niggas for a minute now. You know, because they know that these niggas ain't regular niggas. These niggas are dangerous. They more dangerous than us.
All right.
And we thought we were pretty damn dangerous. But we still got to abide by the archonic rules of the Demiurge. These niggas don't even have to abide by it. These niggas will take that shit off and whoop our ass just like Neo in the Matrix.
Damn, y'all.
That's what Morpheus
okay.
is trying to get you to see.
Fuck. I'm sorry. I had to cut that. Because if I don't cut it now, we will not have any room. Hold on. Let me see how long it got left.
Hey, you ain't bound by this shit. You ain't from
that was so good, y'all. Hold on.
You a child of Zion, nigga.
Oh, fuck. Hold on, y'all. Let me see how long we got, because I'm
made.
Since we here,
you
I don't even know where the fuck it is. There you go. All right,
what you with?
8 minutes. Fuck it.
And then you figure that out?
8 minutes. Might as well let it play. Eight more minutes.
That long so that you know that he was a bad motherfucker. They shot him, nigga. Nigga got back up and started fucking shit up. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So, yeah. Now that we have figured out who we are, now all eyes is on them now. We just sitting back, watching, plotting, prepping for when our opportunity comes to go to war with these niggas and overthrow the organic order on the planet. This United Nations. You see what I'm saying? So this prison gang war that we are in is heating up. It's starting to look like Grand Theft Auto. San Andreas around here. San Andreas is probably one of the reasons gangs have created because he needed.
There you go, tripping.
What you, as a melanated man and woman and child, are about CJ from San Andreas. You see what I'm saying? What Dave Chappelle once said? Then we pull up, skirt, and then we run up in your house like CJ from San Andreas. Yes, he did. So, yeah. So this is Grand Theft Auto around here for real. So that's what these gangs was about. There's an MKO for you and prepare you for what's really going on. So prepare for this prison break that's about to go down in the not so distant future. But now then, time to get acquitted. Or clear your name. The only thing that's required of you to clear your name personally is to awaken to who you are and do your soul missions for yourself, others, and the planet. That's the only thing that is required of you at this time. Now, you have levels of awakening. You have a nightmare state, whether you may be homeless or starving or various other things that's really keeping you back. Or orphan or something like that, you know, handicapped to a certain degree, which is okay, but you know, overcome those things and get your shit together and get it. So, yes. So if you, well, once you come out of the nightmare state, then you're in a dream state, which means you still fully sleep in the matrix and you still working through it. Then you got the semi-state, which is semi-consciousness. So that's the intellectual state. Y'all know this is academia. It's academia. Then you got the standard awakening. So we go through the purification process to realize who you are. It's revolutionary/rebel awakening. This is when you start raging against the machine. So then you got the metaphysical awakening. This is when you start fully coming into knowledge of self, your meditations, and other forms of spirituality. Then you got the occult awakening, or a.k.a. the hidden awakening. You see, it's when you start coming into the deep gnosis, knowing of what's really going on both in and around you. Then next you have the kundalini awakening. This is when you unleash the sleeping naga force within you, the serpent energy. Now, it's a two-part awakening, which is the partial kundalini awakening, which is when the serpent rises up the spine, usually to achieve the physical level of awakening, and the full body kundalini awakening. You learn to access the dragon energy. This is when you learn to access the dragon energy when the earth starts chakra below your feet. So, yeah, you want to tap into the full body kundalini awakening, then travel below on the ground, below your feet, into the chamber of your earth star chakra, and you'll see
Eternal.
Dreams around,
Eternal, I got a bath. We're going to end it right there. I got a bath, a kundalini bath, you guys. Brother Panic, shout out to Brother Panic. He is loved. He is appreciated. Brother Panic is awesome. He turned me on. He gave me a base to it. But I perfected it and made it my own. I'm telling you guys, I do my ancestral, I call it ancestral bath. I do my kundalini ancestral bath. I literally start vibrating right? I literally started vibrating, guys. One thing, and I shout out to Auntie LJ too, because she is loved, you know, in her own right. She is loved in her totality. But Kundalini bath, guys, is amazing. That Kundalini energy is going to be prevalent now. And whatever you can do to enhance it is definitely going to be key in our now, guys. We got 30 minutes to chop it up. But I put part one and part two in here, you guys. So look in the show notes, the link, the direct links to Marvin's, all of Marvin's stuff, if you want to donate to this brother, which is great. If you want to donate to us, guys, HuruTheOracle@gmail.com, HURUTheOracle@gmail.com. Guys, if you want to donate, we definitely appreciate all donations. But go ahead and link out to his direct link. Part one and two is there. Woo! All right. Peace and love. Eternal royalty to you. Your mic is unmuted. Royalty. We can't hear you, Eternal. Oh, Kundalini stretch. Okay, you got to stretch. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I feel empowered today, bro? Eternal. I feel empowered.
There you go.
On a Friday?
On a Friday. That's powerful.
Empowered.
You got an early start.
I did. I wake up early. I feel energized and Marvin was talking as soon as I woke up and I started listening. I said, oh, I got to do a podcast like right now. So I'm so glad that you saw that I was on, that you came in on this pop-up. You never catch my pop-ups. I'm glad you caught it.
Yeah. I mean, I caught one before and I was like, oh, okay, coming out the box. That's what I like. So
Yeah. Sometimes
we do need that pop-up, you know what I mean? Like, everything we think and we plan, and sometimes you don't have to have a plan. You are it.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You know, you walk in the room and you got 20 children, and they all brand new children. When you had 20 children yesterday, you had a curriculum for them. Now you got a whole new set of 20 children. You change the curriculum or, you know what I mean, stick with the one you got. Usually you'll find out that the curriculum that you used in the past don't always work in the present. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to do that.
Absolutely.
That's the difference between the left and the right leg. I like what the brother was speaking on because, you know, there's cosmic criminals that this is why I was speaking about low key. Look in the season low key. It's a Disney joint. Key represents the twin. See, the reason why all this is happening right now is because we saw Judas the preacher, but we didn't know Judas was actually Jesus' brother. So what they did is showed us a twin effect, how Judas ended up being a snitch to Jesus so he can get shot up and everything or killed or hung or whatever, the idea of the sacrifice as the bull. So here is the story of Cain and Abel. They just did it with the A and a B without telling you C. C represents Seth. C is half of the letter S. And so when we see half of a conversation, sometimes we only see two sides of the story and not the third or the fourth. And that's why Seth or Set is two-ball Cain, two balls and a Cain. This is that same explanation. This is why Batman had to have a Joker. You know, he had to have an opposition of himself. Because you're no greater than your adversary. And I kept hearing that. Rod Hayes says it a lot. You're no greater than your adversary. Now, what does that mean? Do you got a clarification for that, bro?
I don't. I'm following you. I'm learning. Go ahead. I don't.
All right. So if they say you're no greater than your adversary, it's more like you got to respect even the person that's your enemy. Not saying that you respect them what they do. You just respect how they doing it. You know what I mean? Like, dang, I got to give credit to that. Like, that's diabolical in his way, yet it's in his own intelligence. See, this will change the madness between, like how you said, chaos and ordered chaos. You have chaos that's ordered. But if chaos is just chaos, there ain't no order to it. It's chaos even. But now it destroys everything, even myself included. If you know someone's ambition, like your enemy, maybe they admire you so much that that's why they hate your guts. You're like, damn, this person is on me like that. As soon as I walk in the room, I ain't even had to do nothing. This person is on me. Yet it's because they see the opposition, and they seeing the adversary. They're seeing, man, I admire my adversary in a different way now. I didn't say we all admire the same way. That's what makes this might be a little difficult to grasp it when I first said it. Because how can you admire somebody that don't like you? Yeah, you took yourself out of the box. You got to take yourself out of the box. Sometimes you find out that's not your enemy. That's not your enemy. Your enemy is what you're creating right now. This person don't like me because blah, 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 blah. Now I got to keep that in my head. Oh, I'm doing everything all right, but then I look back and, oh, there's that person looking at me. Oh, let me size myself up. Now I can't be comfortable while this person is in the room. You ever had a child act up in front of you and you want that child to get right, but you ain't want to put your hands on that child? Or in front of everybody not getting right? And it's like, I'm going to keep doing this to see how much pressure and patience you have, mommy or daddy or whoever you are. And you're like, oh, man, even if you uncle, that's like feeling like the worst. Because now, or you a step side being, which I meant by the step side, because, you know, we came up with stepfathers and stepmothers. You know, when did that become a name? However, the name step represents the chakra, or step represents going into a pyramid ability, a builder. We've had Masonic words that we spoke of that kept us in our alignment so that we'll know what levels that we're at. So when we said stepfather, that was one who stepped up to be a father versus one who said, oh, you're just not my stepfather. I'm going to just step on you. And so this dynamic of even the criminal in ourselves becomes this cosmic thing and not know it. So like Killmonger, characters that become this outfold being, you'd be like, whoa, this person is cold. Then you're like, dang, I might need this person on my side. You know what I mean? Because you might need a cold person. Maybe you not cold. Maybe you need one of them cold riders that when it comes down to it, you know, if I tell this person what's going on, even though this person might not like me, but this person don't like the situation greater. So now that person does want to help you out because it's not about you. It's about the situation that both of us going to have to soon face. That's why Malcolm X and Martin Luther King got together. And this is why they couldn't see it, how they got together. They even told people that's a phony picture when they're shaking their hands. We got a picture right now, biggest day on the wall. I'm going to send it to you, where he's shaking Malcolm X's hand. And now they're like, that's not real. That's a tomahawk. That's the tomahawk that's holding the shaking the hand. And he's like, wait a minute, how? You're not seeing what you're seeing. But because of it being black and white to dumb us down, that's why the color effect is also in that same aspect. That's why the changing of the face to, like, once it got into color, now we can see how we can computerize, change the head and cut off the head and chop it and change it to where I want to make it look like this is what CPU does for us. You know what I mean? Versus this is your intelligence and you're able to see through on a pixel version. Because this picture that I have is not one picture. There's several pictures of that. And, you know, when people move in motion. So now move with motion and emotion, right? So there's face genders that change, hands change, postures change. People on that one side might be looking and then not looking. So you're catching a photographic moment, yet it's frame by frame. That is the nanosecond of change in that. So this is just like a good guy, bad guy. We all got good and bad in us. And because someone saw that it was a tomahawk, thinking that the hand was, you know, not the same complexion, the face not the same complexion, I'm like, nah, you ain't. Remember, there's flashing going on. So you might be looking at this brother when he's getting flashed. And now you're seeing the whole body look like as if it's bright. Not the other complexion. And so there's this other side to ourselves where we'll even start to think negative about something that someone else said it was negative. So we might not know that the negative ain't as negative as we're thinking. And then the smile might not have been so smiley in the beginning, and then it starts to slow it down where it's a regular face. And you're like, oh, he was looking like that. You know, and, oh, that head wasn't the same in that same posture because they were moving when they take the picture. Now you got to place yourself where they're at. You can't just go by with somebody who said, this is what it looked like, and then someone who wrote it down, this is what it looked like, and then nobody that wasn't there who ain't thinking that way, let me look into it. If I was there, this is what it looked like. You're starting to see more than just saying, man, that person right. Oh, man, that other person right. But now them two sound like two different stories. Oh, wait, there's a story missing. This is why I said the two streets, two sides to the streets, end up having a third. You got to place yourself there. That's why jurors that get picked, they got to be the right ones that's not thinking the way that I'm going to pick sides already. I'm going to look at this in-between row that's going to seem at one point is going to have a fourth row, even though we know, all of us know, the fourth row ain't really there. You know that, right? The fourth row, it ain't there, right?
I'm sorry, Eternal. I'm muted. No, I did not. I'm muted. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the fourth row ain't there. The fourth row is to continue. And you don't know how far it's going to go. It might land back to where your foundation was at. And you're like, ooh, I'm glad I'm there. And then you stop. So you didn't go further on the road. You just know that's where it stopped at. So when we look at our vanishing points, it don't vanish. When we draw, it don't vanish. We're having a continuum of the continuum. This is a lesser beginning and a further never ending, even though we're thinking it's ending. We just got to a continuum to something. And this is why our mind does the same thing. This is why we think of, you know, situations could be good or bad. Well, that's that one line as a man would think masculine to how a woman would think feminine with waves. So now waves going up and down, but in a curve like a dragon, like a rainbow, like a S, like the C, but cut, or like a U. That's why the letter U is weird when people say it and not know that that's a magnet that you're doing. When we speak U, U is really a magnet, not that Y-O-U, but now listen to how that sounds. Y-O-U what? See what I'm saying? You're actually putting a type of banking to yourself. Just like A-E-I-O-U. I'm E. They call me E. They do. They call me E, Eternal, Mr. L. They went from Mr. Lewis to Mr. L. So when we were having these names, the names become the ritual to who you are. If you say A-E-I-O-U, and now you owe me. Everybody owes me. That's like how that's being used, and we wouldn't know that. So now when you're using words and not knowing the spell behind it, because we say spells, you say how you spell your name, be quick to write it down or quick to tell them without knowing that's a contract. You're creating birth in an invisible world where the two sides become two or three, and now we're unifying something. We don't know it yet, but because we're communicating, this is how it starts to formulate. So now either I could confuse you or amuse you or misuse you or abuse you or feel like the uses is good for us, so now we're useful, or we feel useless, or we feel like it's us or it's not us. So now the word starts to change when you start to put stuff with it, like fuss, or put the B on it, now it's bus. Put the T on it, now it's bus. The words are still a U in it. It's still a magnet. It's still the attraction to what's going on in the circumference of things. So just like when we were speaking, right, one group of people were saying the earth was what we were revolving around. The other people said the sun is what we're revolving ourselves around. Which one is it? Galileo say one thing. Pythagoras says another. So now it's about the Fibonacci who says another. And then it's the golden ratio that showed all of it. Everything is still what it is. We're moving to the vanishing point, even though it's not vanishing. Even though when you go to your foundation, it's not the foundation you just left. It's not. The time changed. Something changed. When you put your foot into the water and you got it all touched by the sand and the water and whatever is in there, you take your foot out, that footprint is gone, even though that footprint is there, which means we're running into a parallel world all the time. Now it is to be mindful. How much really are you into science? Because you might have been an astronaut this whole time, astral plane, time travel. And we call it the time traveling the same thing as astral plane. But now if you look at a star, astral, you're still saying a star. You're doing the astral, astral movement. You're going around something, or is it going around you? And you're describing it as time. That's why time is another dimension. We see time, we say it doesn't exist. However, you're creating it, too, as it doesn't exist. So now, are you a creature in it? As what like the dictionary will call out for people who don't know any better, the minor, the domesticated one, what else they got? Juvenile, juvie, judicate, all that's to our mind to see what judge means or Judy means. Judge is still you judging yourself. We're not here to judge ourselves. You already know your judgment. You have to measure yourself. So this is why they call rule being rulers. You're going to be one day, man, I'm ruleless today. Then another day, yo, man, we need some rules around here because this ain't working out. We got trash and now the insects are in here. You know, you're going to know.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
I was going to say, let me tell you. I'm measuring with why am I attracting these flies. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, and then I know that it's a lot of clutter. It's a lot of shit that I did had to let go of. It's a lot. So I'm measuring myself and how, you know, I'm attracting certain insects. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not judging myself. I'm just measuring myself. So I just wanted to say that, yeah, that's so true. Like, I'm going through that personally. So, yeah.
Right. No, because it'll help you treasure yourself better. When you find out, like I was talking to an electrician, right? An electrician from a plumber, and from a plumber to air conditioner, right? One does air conditioner, electrician. So listening from one brother who's doing the pipes have expertise compared to the other one is actually doing the air conditioning for your foundation. Yet, then I run into the brother who does both. Now, what was good about the one brother, he knew expert on one side, and the other one, he knew expert on the other. But when I ran into the one who did both, he said, you know what? Where them bugs coming from? I said, where them bugs coming from, bro? He was like, you got to start putting stuff over your pipe hole. So everything over there on the pipe, gotcha. Everything on the pipe hole, you got to start putting like some kind of stopper or something because all they're doing is manifesting in there in your pipes. And when you wake up, they got eggs. They got new batch of flies and fruit flies everywhere. And he's like, hey, where are they coming from? But it's like even if you took the trash out. See, my mom used to, well, she's still doing it, washing dishes. Make sure them dishes are gone out the sink. She don't leave not one thing in there. Trash out the door even or tied up because, you know, you too lazy. But it was like, I'm going to get it. And so I had to be more into that mindfulness because that's where the bugs be coming from. They sit all in your pipes. And so I didn't think about that. As my mom was doing it, I didn't know that that's why she was doing it. So that cleanliness is next to godliness for real. We ain't pay attention to that totem. That's a totem in itself. You know, Totaria is the total. Totaria. We done a notary to the totary. We take totes. We take these things for the same thing as putting a totem on ourselves, like an emblem. So the totems, that's what we're about, knowing the two and the tim, which is met backwards. these words are not like something that is just you could take it for one thing. It's multiple things in it. That's why the English language has all the languages built in it so that it could be familiar to the tongue. And when people speak it, it's not just one way you got to deliver it to the people. That's what made it the R and the L, the left and the right, which people say good and the bad. This is why we have the difficulties of grasping, because a lot of us didn't use the other side, which means the logic is one, the creative is the other. So now if we can blend them together, not blend them, I forget that. Let's scratch that out. Harmonize that together, we can create ourselves again. And that's how you're going to find your shadow work. You got to love the part you hate about yourself. I'm not saying you got to love the part you hate about somebody else. I'm saying if you see that in somebody else, find out if you hate that in yourself. And then that part can open up. You got to first accept first. That's the move.
All right, y'all, we got 6 minutes left. I didn't want them to cut you off because what you were saying is just so great. But thank you. Definitely appreciate you guys. Thank you guys for always tuning in. You know, in this time that we're in on this earth, you know, it's eternal. We have talked so long on knowing thyself, but the discovery and levels of knowing thyself is you'll begin to come into the knowing of how you just said about everything is happening around you. But really, everything is happening within you. You know what I mean? It's all happening within you. That is some powerful shit. All right, Eternal, go ahead and take us out.
You are energy zone, so your energy gives you a reflection. And whatever reflection you feel like you can show, make that a point to, it could be in a dwarf size, it could be in a giant size, and it could be in your humanistic form. The only problem that we're looking at is our solutions, and we got the solutions. It's just you have to keep your mind on that focus, like it's a game. Yeah, it's a game, but it's G with aim yourself, to your S with peak of yourself, not just looking in. Put it at its highest point to where when you find the mid-range of yourself, that's the most energy. So sitting in the green, not just saying dollar bills, because that's the spiritual dollar bills that you can create too, to where you can make that manifest. Now, I notice a lot of us, we want to maintain, right? The only way you're going to get that, though, is through a spiritual, mental, and physical. If you look at low-key, this clock has 16 hours on it. And what we don't notice is 16 hours, like the 16 apostles, this still represents your time. Once you're done with 16 hours, you owe 8 hours to something else. And if we're not aware of that, that's why it's really called 24 hours. And when we look at hours, is you're coming into your nodes of who you are. Those are your higher beings, your elders that's in you. So when you're knowing L to the deer of self, it's like antlers. You're growing your horns. Not to just stay horny in thought, yet coming into the inspiration, the aspiration. The inspiration is one. Aspiration is the other. And now centrifugal to that centripetal. You're a movement. So making it a constant continuum is your purpose. You're the nowness. Love your is for your being and your isness. Respect. Give thanks. I share. Ooh.
And then I studied my ass off. There was no online. There was MySpace at the time. I rocked and rocked and rocked. Every book, especially because Bobby Hemmett was known for giving out scholarship. And while I'm here, let me say this to you from message from Bobby Hemmett. No, not a new message, but a message from his lectures. He always said this. And y'all niggas need to hear this again in case y'all missed it sifting through all the hours that you have. If the person before you is repeating from a book, make sure they give you the fucking book. You understand? What you hear from me comes from discoveries of my divine mind. And if I'm repeating from a book, I'll give you that book. if I'm talking from a study, of a long-term study, which I am right now in this moment, then this is coming from my understanding of many books, many studies, many reads, many meditations. So this, what you're hearing is an understanding. When you hear a nigga just saying 3/4 fifths and this and that, and this goes up your back at a rate of 3 ratio, he's repeating from a fucking book. He is. So what he, and when you go, ooh, that was deep, you're a fucking follower and you're a church member. You should demand that motherfucker tell you what book he read it from. He said, that was excellent information. How did you find that? How did you get that? So let them say a book, or this shit is channels, or I went into my genetic memory banks, I got it from Akasha. Make them tell you where they got it from. How about that? And that's how we sort out who should be teaching you and who should just be giving you the groovy books that they read. Because I'm going to assume, no matter how many times I call you niggas slow, you motherfuckers at least can read. And as long as you can read, not a damn motherfucker can control you on the planet, especially with this information. I urge you niggas to ask those who you find entertaining or those who you find so fucking profound, where's this coming from, player? And if they say the divine mind, you bow and say thank you for the... thank you for what you're giving, because you will never get this anywhere else. Because your divine mind rules all. Oh, wait a minute. Your divine mind is all. You understand? This game begins and ends with your mind. And the name of the motherfucking sport, the motherfucking race, is called light. You understand? Without light or limited light, nigga, you will be abused. Abused.